welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side. Previously, 16 has managed to annoy a large number of the only part of the dwarven population that exists in the town, and is now heading off to go purchase some oil to replace the oil he has destroyed. So
is this massage oil, cooking oil?
Blacksmithing oil. For quenching knives and blades and stuff. It's 44 gold. Which is not the end of the world. But it is expensive to replace that.
And do you have 44 gold?
I don't know. Can we play out going and getting the oil?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you were a better thief, we would have never had to go to her.
You know, if you could keep your mouth shut and let me do my job, then we wouldn't have had to get the oil in the first place.
Says the thief who locked himself inside the shed.
I got in the shed, and I got out of the shed.
With my help.
What occurs in between is really none of my business.
Well, while you're getting over there, Joe?
Yes?
So you are reading this lovely, lovely book, Serving Your Hunger.
Yes.
Now, this is the text copy of one of the sacred books from Urgathoa. And in it, you see many, many notations from the professor, liberally just written in the margins of the book. And what exactly are you looking for in this book? If I may ask.
I am basically comparing any notes between the teachings of Calistria and the teachings of Urgathoa. Because I believe I may have been led astray by a former teacher.
You do?
Possibly.
Huh. Well, I mean, they are similar.
I'm also not sure that I am intelligent enough that I would know the difference.
What is your intelligence?
It's a 13.
13.
So I'm not dumb.
You're not dumb.
How do you play them on TV?
I would say, do you have knowledge from the people?
I do not.
Now, you have what you believe to be the teachings of Calistria.
Mm-hmm.
In your head. He never gave you books. You know, it was, here, just,
yeah,
learn this. And go ahead and give me an intelligence check.
That would be a lovely 4.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a 1.
Well, they're radically different. You're sure that there's no connections between the two. You're certain of it.
And firm in my beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, your teachings of Calistria are correct. They're nothing like this. Because, you know, they didn't say Calistria, they said for the belt. So
yeah. It's different. It's all about gaining knowledge.
Good.
Not about wanton slaughter and...
Oh, no. Not that you're aware of.
And feeding your darker side.
No, you would never do that.
No. Never.
What? Serving the hunger.
How about hunger for knowledge?
So, it takes you quite a few hours to go through, like, some of the parables and things before you're pretty sure that, you know, there's not enough of a connection.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you started that fairly early in the day. So, by about midday, you kind of finish up. You can go wander around if you want or do anything else.
I'm going to head to the tavern.
Okay. You're on your way to the tavern. I'm going to leave you on your way to the tavern. You arrive in the general store, and it is just the general store.
I assume it has general sundries.
Yes.
So I enter the general store.
you see, you know, barrels and crates and just most standard, like, items that you would need for, like, general house stuff. There's also, you also have, like, most of the things that would be, like, you know, there's backpacks and torches, the normal type of, kind, like, not, like, a ton of those, but there's a few of the things that you would find for adventuring. There's five girls that are running the store in here. But a lot of it, yeah, it's, like, you don't see a lot of, like, there's not weapons or armor or anything like that. So they do have, like, a display set of armor, but that's about it. And it's kind of, like, behind the counter, just kind of, like, sitting there, like a knight would wear. You would have no use for something like, well, it's there. Looks cool. Very shiny.
Neat. So I approach the counter, I guess?
Yeah, the big long counter on one of the walls.
Do they greet me, or...
Can I help you?
The dwarf requires oil.
Oh, okay. How much?
A barrel full.
Okay. Let me see if we have some. And she runs behind, like, there's, like, another doorway. She runs back in there. And you hear scrabbling around in the bath. And one of the other girls is like, is there anything else you can
do? I do not know.
Oh, okay. And she's like, she'll be back in just a second. And she just kind of walks off. And they are all kind of keeping an eye on you.
And I'm just standing there.
Yeah, plague doctors look weird to begin with, so they're just, like, not real comfortable with it. So.
Probably walking out of here as quickly as possible.
Yeah. She comes back out. She's like, I don't have a full barrel.
How much do you have?
About half a barrel.
Half a barrel. I suppose that will have to do. When will you have another half of a barrel?
Maybe in a week.
When you have it delivered to the dwarf.
Oh, okay.
Will you deliver this other half to the dwarf?
Yeah. Good. Okay. That will be 40 gold.
I assume the dwarf has an account?
No, she paid for anything.
Bill the dwarf.
Okay. And she makes a note of it in a ledger. Is that it?
It is.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
Very well. You as well.
So where do you head to next?
We go back to the sheriff.
Okay.
We? What's this we?
Are you with me or
no?
No. And I'm going to the sheriff.
I have disassociated myself with this.
Did I get a receipt?
No. And then you head over to
the sheriff.
To the sheriff. Who is back in his office. And he's sitting there. Oh, you're done.
I have replaced the oil. They only had half a barrel, the other half would be here and he would be delivered to the dwarf.
Okay.
You may verify this with the store if you wish, but you have my word.
Okay, so you got it? Do you know how to write?
I do.
Then he has your his flips the quill at you and he's like, there you go. VESORIANNA.
Miss Soriana?
Yes.
Thank you. You are a man of your word. And then I leave.
Okay.
Does he pass by me at all?
Yep.
Did you replace the oil?
The oil has been replaced, yes.
Did you pay for the oil?
The oil has been replaced.
That's not what I asked. Did you pay for the oil?
I did not. The dwarf will be billed.
Okay. Can I roll a sleight of hand to take his money? Oh, fine. Just go back to the house. Just go back to the house. Anyway.
Should be fine.
I actually would like to... I wanted to peruse the blacksmith's wares when we were there, but I couldn't because of somebody.
She probably likes you a lot more.
I am going to attempt... I'm going to attempt... After he goes back to the house, I'm going to attempt to go up there and see if I can at least talk to her and buy something, maybe.
Okay.
So.
You walk up, and...
As I'm walking up, I'm just massaging my temples. this.
So you see her in there, and there is, she's working something, and you kind of because you're like kind of nervous at this point because you just watched her snap an oak handled forge hammer with one hand.
Yeah.
So you're like. And she's hitting something else. So you're like, and you look at what she's doing, and it's just, it may have started out as a really nice piece of steel or something, but it is just flattened. Like, she just keeps hitting the same spot over and over, and then it shatters. And then she throws the piece back into the fire. As you walk up. And she's like, can I owe you?
His name is 16, if you need to carve his name into the handle. Just so you can kill him with it. If you're making it specifically for him.
Making what?
An axe to murder him. Look, if you kill my client, I have no problem for that.
Well, that's nice to know.
Trust me, I've had to deal with this moron for weeks. I'm just as frustrated. Well, clearly not just as frustrated as you are.
And at this point, you see a young kid running over with a barrel. And it's on like kind of like a wheelbarrow as he's running it over. And he gets there with it and he's like, we only had half a barrel. And she's like, that's fine. When's the other one? When's the rest of it coming? He's like a week, she said. Okay. And she takes it and picks it and drops it down and he just kind of stands there. She's like, okay. She goes, well, it hasn't been paid for. And she's like, hasn't been paid for? Well, very well. You said you know where he's staying?
I do, actually.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
And if he ever steps foot in the circle again?
I'll kill him myself. Unless you would rather...
Well, I mean, I have to get my 40 gold back.
Fair enough.
And I figure each hit's worth about a copper.
If you're being generous, I say charge half a copper, hit him twice as hard.
Well, I already hit pretty hard.
Then hit twice as often.
He only has so many bones to break.
Very true.
And she walks away. And then he comes back and hands the kid a pouch. And he runs. And because you guys are basically talking about murdering him. And the kid is just like, I want nothing to do with this. I'm running away. She's like, okay, what can I do for you?
I was hoping to peruse your wares and see if you had anything in a rapier that I might be able to purchase.
Well, most of what I have is for things like farmers or fishermen. So I do have a few things in the back. Let's go back.
Okay.
She's not happy.
Oh, I believe it.
I'm
trying to match that like level of frustration with this guy.
It's
of like. Like, she's angry, and I'm like, listen, I know.
I feel your pain.
Yeah.
She's like, well, let's see. She kind of goes through.
She's sizing me up a little.
Yeah. Okay. Like, you can tell she's trying to measure, like, if she would have anything that would fit your size. I don't have anything.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay. I thought I'd mind. But the one that I've got is just too big.
That's fine. I understand. Trust me. It's not the first time it's happened.
Yeah. She's like, well, you have diplomacy.
Oh, hell yes.
I would like for you to make a diplomacy check.
Okay, so I've just rolled like a 26.
Okay. Okay. I have one thing.
Okay.
And if you're truly as frustrated with the paper that I am, what you seem to be.
Oh, yes.
I need to bring it up because it's not exactly a light, inexpensive thing.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a magical one with it.
Oh, okay. How much are you asking for that one? Can I see it, though? Also.
Yes. She. It's. It's exquisite.
I'm thinking of very
expensive.
Yeah.
320.
320.
Oh, well, I mean, if we're going that high, that's more gold than I even have. Just a whole
lot. Buy it, buy it. And then that's.
I can bill it to 6, that would be perfect. I can bill it to your account.
Sure, then I'll bill it to the house. And then the house can bill it to...
Back to the dwarf.
Exactly.
Run her out of business. That'll be great.
We will Wall Street this
Let's
shit.
Just cause an economic sinkhole of this town.
She said, normally I would charge 2300.
Okay.
It's just the time.
No,
and everything that goes into making such an item. But if perchance you were to use it, and she looks around very pointedly to dispatch a certain individual with it.
My client, you mean?
I don't.
It's fine. I understand.
Any names, but if you were to never come back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even never wake up again. Yeah. I could be persuaded to come down a lot in my price.
How much are we talking when we say a lot?
200?
As tempting an offer as that is, it's a tempting offer. It is a little too rich for my blood currently, but I do feel I am about to come into some money here in the next several days. How long have you had this? How long ago did you make this, I should say?
3 months ago.
Because this is exquisite craftsmanship. I've never seen the like before. If you could hold it for me for, let's say, 2 more months, I can come back and I will pay happily the price for it.
Okay.
And she hand it back to her.
She takes it and she doesn't actually hang it back up.
Mm-hmm.
She takes it. There's an actual, like, lock.
Mm-hmm.
Box. And she places it in it, and she says, what is your name?
My name is Ander. I actually hold out my hand, Ander Applewood. It was a pleasure to meet you.
And she then takes a slip of paper, writes Ander Applewood, and then takes it and places it on the rapier.
Okay.
No one will find it.
Thank you. I appreciate this. And as I'm walking, as we're walking out, I'll take a cool piece out of my pouch and put it on the, the flat surface, just for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. At that point,
so as you're walking through the center of town, you see him kind of heading where you were heading back
to the house.
So you guys kind of cross each other's paths as you're walking down the shortly after you get out of the house.
Yeah. Probably heading in that direction. I mean, I probably am.
Yeah.
I do want to double check and like actually pay attention to the names on the wall or anything.
Who all the dead were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to peruse those and
try to
commit what I can to memory and just make sure just to have it. If something else comes up where it might jog my memory, at least pay attention to them enough.
Yeah, there are a total of 25 names.
25 names.
And also there is another name that is not the warden's name.
Okay.
And it is the Soriana.
Okay.
So there was a VE name there.
Well, there were a few, but there's lots of them. There's 25 different names for, it's all these different people.
Okay.
So, that's kind of where things are at right now.
Okay. So I'll head back up to the center of town.
Okay.
How many days was it that was Dorfel was going to be working on my cold iron arrows?
I believe it was, she had said a week?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So three more days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe closer to 4 or 5.
As you're coming in, you see Andrew's actually just leaving. You don't see anybody else.
Yeah, Anders, what is going on?
She's a little frustrated with our tiefling companion. So I'm just tread lightly.
Okay. Out of character, do we know he's a tiefling? Have we ever seen him without his mask?
Oh, well, never mind. Our masked friend, then, I'll say.
Because he's not pretty under that mask. There's a reason why he wears it.
So I'll say our mask, right? She's a little irritated with our mask friends. Lately.
Okay. Is there a job board or anything around?
There are.
Because 30 days of idleness is not something that I did. It'd be really hard for me. My character
is there. I have no problem. I'm sure there's plenty of books you'd read about farming.
There's probably... There's the posting polls, which are kind of like... It's kind of a way to, like, get local news in the area. Most of them all have the same sorts of things, like, you know, so-and-so is doing this, or... But every once in a while, like, one of them might have, like... One or two that aren't on all of them because they've either been torn down or whatever. There is a political one that just talks about, you know, like things in city politics or whatever. But that's about the only one that you see that's always on all of them. Mm-hmm. All the rest of them are just like, you know, so-and-so is looking for, you know, somebody to, you know, help with this or...
Yeah,
put up a fence or whatever.
That's exactly the kind of thing that I'd be looking for.
Okay. Yeah, you can find something just like simple like that.
Yeah. And I would probably pursue that. See that it would get done. I mean, that's. I don't. We're waiting to hear back. From my understanding, is we're in a holding pattern right now.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Unless you guys decide to, you know. Do something else.
Yeah, I assume we're gonna go there. No. We're at VE. I can only assume we're gonna get through all the letters at some point.
I mean, they could be spelling my name. My name starts with a V.
That's true.
I could be the villain.
Or you could just be the next person on the list.
Could be.
Okay. So yeah, that's kind of where things are at. So you just kind of do like random odd jobs around town?
Yeah.
Is anybody else doing anything?
What time is it right now?
Later in the afternoon. Yeah.
Okay. I'll go into the tavern and have a drink. I've had that kind of day.
You're having a 2 o'clocker?
Yes.
Well, I was going to head to the tavern too because I was going to try to figure out more information about the castle.
Which one?
Specifically, I was going to try to put names to what we knew about them.
Oh, okay.
Because we knew that one of them used to be like a royal accuser, one of them is more of a rake, one of them had a military background, and one of them was a former tavern.
Ah. Okay.
I was going to try to put names with
who those were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I figured the tavern would be the best place.
Or potentially the best place.
Potentially the best place.
So you both show up at the tavern roughly about the same time.
Hey!
And, so yeah, what are you... What's the game plan here for you two?
I'm just going to get rid of something to drink.
Okay. You order a drink. One of those days.
One of those days.
Something's wrong, please.
Very well. Do we have a preference on how strong?
I don't know how strong he got. Okay. Let me put it to you this way. Put it somewhere one step below kill me.
Ah. Okay. Well, I think I can give you a little something here. And he,
I would prefer not to have to carry him home.
Why? I weigh like 3 pounds. It doesn't matter. I literally weigh 37 pounds. You'd be fine.
Yes, but it's like physical labor.
I have a young son.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, okay. So he pours something and sits it down in front of me.
Okay. Do I need to roll something to drink this? I drink this thing.
Normally, in a small side glass.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This. It's more like this. He only really has one size of glass.
It's fine.
So
about the size I need.
He's like, that'll be a silver.
Just, there you go.
Enjoy. And it's kind of smoking, like
blow the smoke off and then I'll start drinking it.
Okay. It goes down.
Mm.
And you feel a little better. So, there's the parts of me that you can still feel.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, so, what can I get for you?
Just looking for some conversation. Trying to figure out some information about the councilman in town.
What about him?
I've apparently only met one of them by name.
Okay.
He was at the professor's funeral. We're doing some research, and I'm just trying to figure out some information about basically which ones I should. I mean, I realize they're important and they have better things to do with their time than prattle on with me.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to figure out who would be the best to talk about which topics.
Okay. What exactly are you wanting to find out about? And I'll tell you who kind of fits those roles best.
The prison up there.
Okay.
Or the former prison.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know about that? I would say probably Bashian. He's kind of de facto mayor. Makes the most sense.
Kind of the guy that would know about the happenings around town, or the broadest happenings around town.
He's the oldest. Or of the four. And most of the others kind of follow his lead. He's retired military, so he's got that kind of, you know, I'm in charge fucking attitude, which I'd be stupid, but.
Yeah, you know, it takes off time.
It does, and that's not my time.
I'm there with you.
I prefer to be ready. Never mind.
I was going to go with a little bit more laid back.
Well, you know,
he eats their own. Would he be the same one to talk to about maybe some of the town folks?
No, for that you probably want to talk to Murda. Yeah, she's born and raised here. She used to own this place, and until she wanted to get into public office and. Then I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll buy it from you. So, and then, you know, it went from a kind of normal place to the fun place that we have today. You should buy a drink, by the way.
Sure.
Okay, what would you like?
Preferably something not smoky. I'm adventuresome, but not that much.
Okay. I got just a drink for you. Ready? Goes under, like you can see him as he's like, you know, mixing some stuff. And he sits the glass down on the counter and it's kind of glowing just a little bit, pale blue.
What's this called?
It's Ghost Dance. Ghost Dance.
I'm going to pull out a scroll, make ghost dance.
Start drinking.
Oh, how much?
That would be like a silver.
Glad to pay. Take a couple of sips. Write some notes down about the flavor.
It's actually pretty good. You can tell they spend a lot of time like fine-tuning these drink recipes. Yours is just, you're not sure what it was, but it was good.
It was good? How, am I still conscious?
Yes, you are okay. Still conscious.
I'm going to put a silver down on the table and another one.
And he starts mixing some stuff up and...
What's it called?
More lands.
I just nod. Like, and then
I start drinking. And it tastes like you would expect foggy, peaty, like...
I'm drunk at this point.
After two of those,
yeah.
Pretty drunk.
Good.
You
can I walk at least?
You can... You haven't stood up yet.
Yeah, I'm going to...
So, you're not entirely sure.
I'm going to give it a minute, and then we'll try.
Okay.
Overall, would you say there's probably anybody in town we should probably avoid?
Yeah, 16 needs to avoid the blacksmith. That's somebody we should avoid.
Maybe voice.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started.
She is not one to trifle with.
Oh, I know.
Does she ever come in here?
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be in later tonight.
Oh, definitely.
When they close the forge.
Oh.
Dorothy usually comes in for a drink.
So.
That'll be more than one, I bet.
So how bad was it?
She broke a hammer. With a fist.
He's like, he reaches down, takes the two silver back out. There you go. On the house.
I'm gonna pull out a gold piece. I'm gonna take care of her drinks for however long that lasts.
Gladly takes it. Would you like another one?
Sure.
Okay.
Make it something different, though.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Again.
Would you like one of those?
My like it.
Sure. He mixes one up for you, and then he mixes one up for him.
And I'll put the name down, and I'll take notes about that. And I'll make it clear to him if he's looking that I'm not, you know, like trying to steal the recipe or anything.
No, you're just critiquing it.
Not even really critiquing, just kind of
chronically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a female, so you really don't have to worry about him. But if you were, there's only one person that I would really suggest staying away from, and that's Garen. He's acts about half his age and thinks that every woman in town wants him, even though most of them have no interest in him. But he's also the one that's most up to date on things that are happening outside of Gravenwood. There's only one other. She was born here, but she served abroad for a few years, but doesn't really talk about it. And that's Shonda. That's kind of the way of the council members.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Any interesting spots to hit around town, in your opinion?
Right here.
That's what I figured.
I mean, other than this, I mean, it just depends on how adventurous you are. I mean, I wouldn't advise going to, you know, Harrowstone, but if you're that kind of crazy, you can go there. You wouldn't go there at night, though.
Could be interesting.
Nah, that place is haunted, man. Nah, you couldn't pay me to go there at night.
So, have you ever went?
No. It's haunted. I don't go there at night. I thought I said that.
You said you wouldn't. I just didn't know if you'd seen it yourself.
No. I've heard enough talk of it. I'm not crazy.
So, you know people in town that have went up there at night?
Kids say that they go up there, but I don't think they do.
So nobody credible?
No, nobody wants to go up there at night. That's a dark place. Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Sure. I mean, I guess, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, a burned out, collapsed prison.
And I'm sure if you give him, like, two more drinks, he'd go do it.
If you give him two more drinks, I'm going to die.
That might be more of the case. Maybe a half a drink, he might go. He might do it now. I don't know
how drunk I am.
Maybe we just point him in the right direction.
Maybe you just have to drink more.
I don't even know if I can walk. I have a constitution of 13.
You're really, really comfortable right now. You know, not quite the, I would do something really stupid, but I would definitely have a good time doing something. You might be able to get dared into doing something like that.
Possibly. You know, it might make me feel even more comfortable, though.
Is another drink?
It's one of those glowing drinks that you had. That'd be awesome.
I slide
one silver piece back across the counter.
He does take that one.
Okay.
It was quite good.
And then he hits. There you go.
I'll drink.
So it's about dinner time. And you're almost three shits to the wind.
Not three sheets, you're three shits to the wind.
And he's like, so, yeah, so that's kind of where things are at, so.
Seize the GM is released under your Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.